Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of two virtuosos, Paul Simon and Steve Winwood.
A coin dropped in a slot. I am an empty house on Weed Street, across the road from the vacant lot. You know life is what you make of it, so beautiful or so what. And it's strange the way we're ignorant, how we seek out bad advice, how we jigger it and figure it, mistaking value for the price, and play a game of time and love like a pair of rolling dice. So beautiful. So overlooking the parking lot, pointing at a figure in the distance, Dr. King has just been shot. And the siren's long melody, singing the Savior, pass me not. And it's strange the way we're ignorant, how we seek out bad and right, how we jigger it and figure it, mistaking value for the price, and play a game with time and love like a pair of rolling dice. So
beautiful or so what, Paul Simon. Paul Simon's 12th studio album, released in April of 2011, produced by Paul Simon and Phil Ramone. And Paul Simon, Whoa. So virtuoso, what does that call to mind? Virtuoso. You know, you think of somebody like a virtuoso violinist or a virtuoso singer. And so it implies chops, really advanced coordination. And Paul Simon is a virtuoso instrumentalist. The man can play the guitar. He's a great songwriter. He's a virtuoso performer, singer, arranger, and producer. Virtuoso implies something that's polished and refined, something well-formed. And so Paul Simon, so beautiful or so what? It describes a very philosophical approach to life. You know, life is what you make of it. It can be so beautiful or so what? And so when you think of a virtuoso, you know, there's a certain level of accomplishment that that implies. And you might come to the conclusion that because Paul Simon is had a lifetime as a musician, that maybe this philosophical bent is something that comes with maturity. You know, that maybe he's like grown into that, and that's part of the virtuoso master that he is. But what's interesting is to me is that as a young man in his 20s, when he began his career with Simon and Garfunkel, he already was a virtuoso in so many ways. So I think it would be really interesting to go back and listen to a solo acoustic version of the song called Patterns that was released in 1966 on the third studio album from Simon and Garfunkel. We're going to listen to the same song twice because the idea of an arranger, somebody who can take a song and do an arrangement for it, is part of Paul Simon's gift. So the song is called Patterns, and it also shows a very deep philosophical approach to Paul Simon in his very earliest songs. This was only the third album that he recorded with Simon and Garfunkel. So let's listen. The album is called Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, was released in 1966. We'll listen first to the solo version of Patterns, and then we'll hear Simon and Garfunkel from that album singing together, and then we'll listen to the title track of the album called Scarborough Fair, Paul Simon.
Set softly with the hush of falling leaves, casting shivering shadows on the houses through the trees. And the light from a street lamp paints a pattern on my wall, like the pieces of a puzzle or a child's uneven scrawl. A narrow flight of stairs in a narrow little room, as I lie upon my bed in the early evening gloom. Impaled on my wall, my eyes can dimly see the pattern of my life and the puzzle that is me. From the moment of my birth to the instant of my death, there are patterns I must follow just as I must breathe each breath. Like a rat in a maze, the path before me lies, and the pattern never alters until the rat dies. Thank you. still remains on the wall where darkness fell. And it's fitting that it should, for in darkness I must dwell. Lack the color of my skin or the day that I grow. My life is made of patterns that can scarcely be controlled. Softly with the hush of falling leaves, casting shivering shadows on the houses through the trees. And the light from a street lamp paints a pattern on my wall, like the pieces of a puzzle or a child's uneven scrawl. Up a narrow flight of stairs in a narrow little room, as I lie upon my bed in the early evening gloom. Impaled on my wall, my eyes can dimly see the pattern of my life and the puzzle that is me. From the moment of my birth to the instant of my death, there are patterns I must follow just as I must breathe each breath. Like a rat in a maze, the path before me lies, and the pattern never alters until the rat dies. On the wall where darkness fell, and it's fitting that it should, for in darkness I must dwell. Like the color of my skin or the day that I grow old, my life is made of patterns that can scarcely be controlled.
Tell her to find sage, rosemary, and Tasha's salt water
and sunset strands and polishes of
fan. She'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalions.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and tarot.
Simon and Garfunkel. We just heard some songs from their 1966 album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. A sophisticated, satirical view of commercialism from the mid-60s, the big, bright, green pleasure machine. You better hurry up and order one. And right before that, we heard the hauntingly beautiful song, which is actually an English folk song from the 16th century Scarborough Fair. And it's paired, it's two songs being sung simultaneously. It's paired with a counter melody and a text about a soldier. So talk about a virtuoso arrangement. That song is iconic. And Paul Simon was 25 years old when he wrote and recorded the music on this album. So Paul Simon, a lifetime career, he's had 12 Grammys for his solo and collaborative work, including the Lifetime Achievement Award. In 1986, Paul Simon was awarded an honorary Doctor of Music degree from the Berklee College of Music, where he currently serves on the Board of Trustees for the college there. In 2006, Paul Simon, Time Magazine selected Paul Simon as one of the 100 people who shaped the world. That's kind of interesting, I thought. And also another huge acknowledgement of the virtuosity of Paul Simon. He was the very first artist to receive the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the Library of Congress. He received that in 2007. So let's listen to some more of the mature works of Paul Simon. So Beautiful or So What? I mean, that's such a deep concept right there. And he's got some more thoughtful songs on this album. We're going to listen to the song called Question for the Angels from the So Beautiful or So What album. And then we'll hear another song, which is also deep in its content, but is significantly upbeat. So you get to hear two different sides of his songwriting abilities. So Paul Simon, Questions for the Angels.
A pilgrim on a pilgrimage walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. His sneakers torn in the hour when the homeless move their cardboard blankets and the new day is born. Folded in his backpack pocket, the questions that he'd copied from his heart. Who am I in this lonely world, and where will I make my bed tonight? Twilight turns to dark. Questions for the angels. Who believes in angels? Fools do. Fools and pilgrims all over. If you shop for love in a bargain store and you don't get what you bargained for, can you get your money back? If an empty train in a railroad station calls you to its destination, can you choose another track? Will I wake up from these violent dreams with my hair as white as the morning? Questions for the angels. Who believes in angels? I do. Fools and pilgrims all over the world. Downtown Brooklyn, the pilgrim is passing a billboard. Catches his eye. It's Jay-Z He's got a kid on each knee. He's wearing clothes that he wants us to try. If every human on the planet and all the buildings on it should disappear, would a zebra grazing in the African savannah care enough to shed one zebra tear? Questions for the angels. After I died and the makeup had dried, I went back to my place. No moon that night, but a heavenly light shone on my face. Still I thought it was odd, there was no sign of God just to usher me in. Then a voice from above, sugar-coated with love, said, let us begin. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. Okay, a new kid in school, got to follow the rule, you got to learn the routine. Whoa, there's a girl over there with the sunshiny hair, like a homecoming queen. I said, hey, what you say, it's a glorious day. By the way, how long you been dead? Maybe you, maybe me, maybe baby makes three, but she just shook her head. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. And all the noses from narrow to flat had to stand in the line just to glimpse the divine. What you think about that? Well, it seems like our fate to suffer and wait for the knowledge we seek. It's all his design, no one cuts in the line, no one here likes a sneak. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. You got to fill out a form first, and then you wait in the line. After you climb up the ladder of time, the Lord God is near. Face to face in the vastness of space, your words disappear. And you feel like you're swimming in an ocean of love, and the current is strong. But all that remains when you try to explain is a fragment of song. Lord, is it Bebop-a-Lula or Oompa-ba-Doo? Lord, Bebop-a-Lula or Oompa-ba-Doo?
Paul Simon. We just heard two songs from his most recent recording, So Beautiful or So What. We just heard The Afterlife, and before that we heard Questions for the Angels. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So the concept for today is virtuosity, virtuoso. And in Paul Simon's case, that applies to more than just his talents as a singer, as a songwriter, as an incredible instrumentalist, as an arranger, as a producer. But it also applies to how he lives his life. I just came across an interesting fact. You know that recent tragedy, the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. Well, Paul Simon, on December 19th, 2012, Paul Simon performed at the funeral of Victoria Lee Soto, who was one of the teachers who was killed at the Sandy Hook school shooting. Philanthropy, Paul Simon. In 2003, he became one of the official sponsors of this program called Little Kids Rock, a nonprofit for free musical instruments and free lessons in public schools through the U.S. He sits on the board of directors of Little Kids Rock. He's a major benefactor and one of the co-founders of the Children's Health Project and the Children's Health Fund, which has these specially equipped buses to take medical care to children in medically underserved areas. The first bus they sent was to the South Bronx in New York City. They operate now in 12 states, including the Gulf Coast. Paul Simon is one of the major benefactors and founders of that project. In May of 2012, Paul Simon performed at a benefit dinner to raise money for Richard Leakey's research in Africa. He performed at a benefit dinner for the Turkana Basin Institute in New York City. He raised $2 million for that research in Africa. So Paul Simon, a virtuoso musician, and the philosophy of his music is apparently backed up by the way that he lives. Let's hear another beautiful and uplifting song from Paul Simon. Love is eternal sacred light. Paul Simon.
Sacred light, free from the shackles of time. Evil is darkness, sight without sight, a demon that feeds on the mind. How did it all begin? Started with a bang. A couple of light years later, stars and planets sang. Fire won the cold, waves of colors flew. Moonlight into gold, earth to green and blue. Love is eternal, sacred light, free from the shackles of time. Evil is darkness, sight without sight, a demon that feeds on the mind. Earth becomes a farm, farmer takes a wife. Wife becomes a river and a giver of life. Man becomes machine, oil runs down his face. Machine becomes a man with a bomb in the marketplace. Bomb in the marketplace, bomb in the Love is eternal, sacred light, free from the shackles of time. Evil is darkness, sight without sight, a demon that feeds on the mind. We'll be right back.
Big Bang. That's a joke that I made up once when I had eons to kill. You know, most folks, they don't get when I'm joking. Well, maybe someday they will. Love me, love me. That's the main request I receive. Well, you know I love all my children, and it tears me up when I leave.
But sometimes you gotta fly down that highway, free as a bird, knock on wood, thank the Lord. I'm driving along in my automobile. It's a brand new pre-owned 96 Ford. Check out the radio, pop music station. That don't sound like my music to me. Talk show host, what's that boy's name? Politics is ugly. At the end of the dial is a gospel show. Maybe now I can exit and rest. There's a blizzard rolling down off the banks of Lake Michigan. We're gonna cover the roads of the icy Midwest. Love is eternal, sacred light, free from the shackles of time. Evil is darkness, sight without sight, a demon that feeds on the mind. Love is eternal, sacred light. Love is eternal, sacred light. Love is eternal, sacred light.
Paul Simon, Love is Eternal and Sacred Light. That's from his most recent recording, So Beautiful or So What, released in April of 2011. So, when I think of virtuosos, another musician comes to mind, Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood is a little bit younger than Paul Simon. Paul Simon was born in 1941 in Newark, New Jersey, and Steve Winwood was born in 1948 in Birmingham, England, and was raised in England. And it's interesting because the virtuosity idea, you know, it doesn't, it's not something that you necessarily have to grow into. It's something that is a God-given talent in a lot of cases. And Steve Winwood is an example of a virtuoso on the Hammond B3 organ. That's how he began his career. It's interesting because when he's a teenager, he's playing as a backup musician for really famous and incredible American blues singers. What would happen at the time is when these U.S. singers would travel, they would just hire pickup bands as they traveled. So Winwood, as a teenager living in Birmingham, on the rhythm and blues scene, was playing the Hammond B3 organ and the guitar for such American blues singers like Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker, T-Bone Walker, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, Sonny Boy Williamson. I mean, these names are legendary blues people. Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley. I mean, it's astounding. And that's when he's a teenager. So he has an amazing singing voice. He's a tenor. He's got a sound that's often compared to Ray Charles. And he started his career like as a teenager, and he joins the Spencer Davis Group when he's 14 years old in 1962. He's a member of Blind Faith, you know, with Eric Clapton. And then he's one of the founding members of one of my favorite bands called Traffic. So, Steve Winwood, amazing musician. Let's listen to a track from his most recent solo recording. The album is called Nine Lives, and it was released in 2008. And the song is called I'm Not Drowning. Steve Winwood. Thank you.
light shining in the pouring rain. Can see somehow cold comfort in the broken tree. But I won't let it bring me to my knees. I'm not flying, I'm not drowning now. Keep driving, don't matter if the highway's lost. Keep running, never turn your head.
Steve Winwood from his 2008 Nine Lives album. That's his ninth solo studio album. And I think it shows a clear influence of all the early blues musicians that he played with as a young man. Let's listen to a younger version of Steve Winwood as the lead singer. In a song that he wrote with the band Traffic. This is from the 1971 album, The Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. This is a Steve Winwood composition called Rainmaker. Steve Winwood.
Rainmaker, 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 rainmaker. The sky is crying, just by the touch of your hand. Rainmaker, 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 rainmaker. Make me some rain.
Dave Winwood with Traffic from their 1971 album. That song is called Rainmaker. Steve Winwood has received 2 Grammy Awards in his lifetime. The year that this album was released, the album is called his latest album is called 9 Lives, released in 2008. And he's had quite a fascinating solo career. He started his solo career in 1977, and his most recent album, 9 Lives, debuted at number 12 on the Billboard chart, which is his highest debut ever. That same year, he was also awarded an honorary doctoral degree from the Berklee College of Music. Earlier, you know, we heard that Paul Simon also had a degree from the Berklee College of Music. Steve Winwood also was nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Traffic in 2004. And Rolling Stone in 2008, Rolling Stone listed Steve Winwood on its list of the greatest singers of all time, the 100 greatest singers of all time. Steve Winwood was number 33. All right, so Steve Winwood currently lives here in America in a house in Nashville, Tennessee, with his wife and his 4 kids. And it's also interesting because they also, in addition to the house in Nashville, Tennessee, Steve Winwood owns a house, a 300-year-old manor house in the countryside of England, which makes me think of Downton Abbey. And I'm just curious how much time they spend over there at the manor house in the countryside of England. Let's listen to another song from the most recent Steve Winwood album, 9 Lives. This song is called Fly. Steve Winwood.
Just to see the other side. side. We start with nothing, 'cause there's nothing left to hide. I believe in every new day. I'll never be that man who threw it all away. In the valley, there's a river running through. Wherever it may take me, I will follow you.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5